Māori political commentators Morgan Godfrey and definitely from Ngāti Porou, Kylie Quince. Kia ora.
Morena papa.
Kylie, if I can come to you first, has this been done consciously?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, given the response yesterday, I mean, I would have thought so initially, but given the response yesterday, they looked like they were scrambling. They didn't have a response to the criticism. Looked like they were scrambling for an answer, and that's how Nikki's gaffe occurred. I've never received and then had a cousin taken away so quickly.
Morgan, it does seem strange that seemingly no thought had been put into this. Oh, Morgan, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm still here, yes.
Fantastic. It seems like this has been done in a perhaps somewhat thoughtless manner.
I think so. And that's the crime here. I checked the calendar this morning and it's 2020. It's 180 years after the Treaty of Waitangi signing. And to present a front bench that far removed from the original part or from the founding partnership in this country, a front bench that is includes no Māori, that's entirely white, I think is unacceptable and probably reflects their view of what New Zealand is. And that New Zealand, at least in the view of Todd Mullard's front bench, apparently includes no Māori.
So is this a shift and a signal then, Morgan, of perhaps the National Party stepping back, perhaps stepping back to the time of Don Brash and the Orewa speech?
Well, you could possibly even go back even further. This front bench would not look out of place in Keith Holyoake's day. Even Rob Muldoon had Māori in his cabinet, Ben Couch, for example. And even in Brash's day, there were MPs like Georgina Te Heuheu, who we just heard from, although she came into, or there was controversy there when she stood down from the front bench because of Orewa. Yeah, I would hesitate to compare Todd Mullet to Don Brash. You know, I don't want to be, I'm not a National Party person, but I don't want to be unfair to him. But it's a bad start, right? It's bad optics. And it reflects in New Zealand that I think, or the New Zealand that they would work towards, which is a New Zealand where, you know, Māori are not an explicit part of the country.
Kylie, is this a way basically of National saying, we're not looking towards the Māori vote? We're not going to court it?
Well, yes, clearly it is, as Dame Tariana confirmed earlier. So they don't compete for the Māori seats. But more so, as Morgan mentioned, it's not only the optics, but it's about the prioritisation of policies, the prioritisation of particular portfolios over others, and what diversity brings other than just the optics of reflecting the demographics of contemporary Aotearoa, is that it brings experiences, life views, principles, and different ways of thinking, being, and doing that should be informing your policy, and also, as Morgan says, your obligations to be a good treaty partner. And I think that there was some traction they could have gained here from the last couple of weeks, where Māori communities have been quite critical of the current government in relation to the Tangihana rules, in relation to the debate over the specific mention of marae in the warrantless police searches for the COVID-19 legislation. So there was some ground to be gained there, and they showed that they weren't interested in taking it.
Kylie Quince, Morgan Godfrey, thank you very much, both of you, for your time.